Oh, hello, everybody. I thought I'd send a boo, actually, because I think that something on here, again, has gone a bit too far. And, you know, I don't think that, you know, we all have a right to say what we want to say. But, you know, we need to all be sensitive to other people's feelings. You know, somebody's coming for some help for something on here. You know, we need to be sensitive, and maybe, you know, it might be a good idea to direct message them. I know they've sent a public boo. It might be a way of direct messaging them, or, you know, just making sure that your boo is sensitive. And I'm not, actually, I'm going to say it, and I don't really care what people think. I'm not happy at the moment with, you know, this divide of saying, well, you know, from a totally blind perspective. Yeah, there are things from different perspectives for everybody, sighted, blind, and people with some residual vision. But as Dizzy said, oh, sorry, I've forgotten her second bit at the minute. I'm thinking of my cat Dizzy Rascal, and it's not Dizzy Rascal. It's Dizzy Finker. And as Dizzy Finker quite rightly said, you know, just because you've got some residual vision, it doesn't mean that we can see like sighted people. We can't. And we, you know, I went to blind schools and I was taught how to do things exactly like a blind person. I can't see things if they're, you know, on counters and they camouflage into things, or they're too far away or whatever. And when they are near, I can't see them clearly. So, you know, stop differentiating between, you know, blind and partially sighted. I mean, yeah, if you've got some sight, yes, you're very lucky, and we can, you know, that gives us the ability to be able to use it for certain, you know, situations, even if that's just light and dark perception. But, you know, too much in the blind world, it's them and us about partial sight and non-sighted and some with sight. That's why, actually, I did leave the blind world for a while, because I didn't like all this. We need to stop it, and we need to just, you know, really be kind to each other and just sensitive to each other, and not put anything about, well, you know, totally blind people are this and the training for, you know, it's not. Guide dogs are guide dogs, and every guide dog is different, and everybody is different with their training, just as they are with white long cane training. And I can say that because I was a rehab officer and I've taught long cane, and everybody is different, whether they've got some sight or total sight or whatever. And every lesson to each individual, and every guide dog is different, and every individual trainer and person and dog is different. That's all I'm going to say now. And, you know, good night, everybody, and I'll speak soon. Take care. Bye.